always free, always easy. And that doesn't really sound like a compliment, but Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Ken, you're an outdoorsy guy. Colleen, no, you're a glamper.
You always say that. That's a little exaggerating.
Well, you fish and you...
Yeah. I know. But
and you go on your winter walks, your cold weather walks.
I do. I like
the chill out challenge.
Yes, I do. Yes, I know, but...
So that's outdoorsy.
Okay.
If I have an outdoorsy question, I come to you. And if I have a problem with, you know, my tent doesn't have air conditioning, I go and ask you, Colleen.
It is nice to have all the amenities at home.
But one thing, and I am always, is the use of an outhouse while, like, camping.
It's very uneasy.
I don't like it. That's part of the reason why back in, Cub Scout camp many years ago, I ended up pooping my pants because I didn't want to use the outhouse.
See, I never understand that as the better option, though.
Because I thought I could just hold it.
Oh, and you were young?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ish.
Well, he was double digits.
I was double digits.
Remember when I purchased before we had our glamper, and so I purchased a 5-gallon bucket because we just had the pop-up that did not have a bathroom, and I refused to use the outhouse that was on this property that we went to, and so I bought the 5-gallon bucket and put the pool noodle around the rim, so I had a little cushion when I sat on it.
Right. Good for you.
Right. And that was my option.
Yeah. All right. Well, that might be a better option than using an outhouse, because this woman, she was camping with her friends, and they had all sorts of good times. They had an outdoor fire pit. They had been cooking sausages. They were doing a little snowmobiling, and then she left the yurt that they were staying in to go use the outhouse, and that's when this happened.
Sat down on the toilet seat, and something just immediately bit me in the butt.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to open the lid and look, and I take the headlamp, and I grab the lid of the toilet seat, and I lift it up. And right there, right at the level of the toilet seat, like maybe an inch or two below, is a gigantic bear face looking right back up at me.
It felt like just a single, like, puncture. Maybe it wasn't even a bite. Like, it might have been a swipe with his claw, potentially. I mean, I'm definitely going to look down in the hole next time.
Yeah, because there was a black bear underneath you.
Can you imagine?
No,
I thought the worst I ever had to worry about was like a snake. Snakes are my big one. I think a snake is going to leap out of the water and bite my butt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know?
Yeah.
You're just so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that would be the worst to you.
No,
is a snake.
That's not the worst.
Bear worse?
Earlier, Kurt was like, what would be worse? And the snake is my fear. And quite frankly, I think that's a fair fear because you could see how, say, especially bed moccasins might want to live in sewer dump. But I think the worst would be a Komodo dragon.
Well, I thought crocodile.
Yeah, crocodile.
I mean, we're on the same page there.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far
I think a crocodile would be worse, but bear beats snake for me. I don't know. Just like the snake, it's the bite. It's you know, just a bite, and it's like, oh, and you step up. The bear swipes or takes a big chunk, and your butt has fallen off.
Or if you're a guy.
If you're a guy.
Worse.
Yeah, and we're all following along, I think.
What would be worse, the bite or the swipe?
One's just mangled.
Wow.
Thank you for answering that question. I was asking Ken.
Look, I don't think there's a question. Really?
Just,
if you had to pick?
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, crocodile sounds terrible. Yeah, that would be worse.
Because it's gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
Well, and but the Komodo dragon is even worse because if it doesn't take it all, it's even poisoning me. That's the problem with the Komodos is their bite is so poisonous.
Oh.
And that's where you have that infection.
I'm just not worried about the poison.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I don't want an infection that starts on my butt for so many reasons.
Uh-huh.
For so many reasons.
We're going to use that line as a promo, by the way.
Not as expensive as coffee, but also less effective.
I wake up to it.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.